It's Gordo with the wireless microphone. And by the way, you can watch Gordo wandering around Radio Row here, the Media Center, on our webcam, which is brought to us by the Low T Center. Gordo, come in.
Hey, Miller Man, how are you? I'm already about halfway across the room. It's a lot more crowded this morning than it was yesterday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
I guess people are finally getting word that the Super Bowl is on this year. Okay, so I'm heading over here. I don't see, once again, we have the same sausage fest ratio here. But here is here's the uterus haver. How you doing, ma'am? Oh, I talked to you yesterday, didn't I?
Did.
You have your hair different today.
I do. I put it up. You're killing me, Smalls. I'm trying to work.
Okay, well, what are you doing over here?
I'm running around like a crazy lady with my...
Were you warned not to talk to us?
No, I wasn't. But I'm just...
What?
I've got like 17 thoughts going through my mind at once. I've been here
Any of them sexual about me? Oh, wow, okay, walked away on that.
Hey, Gordo, you know, you walked away from the girl that you've been staring at for 2 days now, this girl with the up tops and the jeans today.
She's on the webcam right now.
But she's standing over here, and it doesn't look like she's really working.
Mm-mm.
I just saw Chris Visser.
Just welcome her to
former ticket guest.
How did we ever get him?
What a claim to fame. All right. Do we know her name? I think that the bad radios talked to this girl with the big up tops and the thin waist.
Proclaim your love for her.
Hey, Gordon Keith of the Ticket right over there. We're talking to you right now. Of course, that's nothing you don't already know. What's your name?
Donna.
And how many times has a ticket personality actually come over here and talked to you with the wireless microphone this week?
Twice.
Who was the other guy?
I don't remember his name.
You look like you're about to cry or something. Are you?
This has not been a fun week.
Why? Well, what's going on?
We just had a lot of issues.
What was the worst issue?
Probably this morning we had no power because someone kicked it.
And are they yelling at you? They're not coming down on you, are they?
No. It's just not fun to not have power for my host.
Mm. And how long have you been working at this station?
4 years.
4 years.
What station?
What station is it?
1010 XL in Jacksonville.
I feel as if I keep talking to you, you're going to cry. And I have that effect on a lot of women.
I apologize.
Oh. And where'd you say it's from?
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
Is she with man?
He does not listen to anybody.
Are you married these days?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
And your husband's not here comforting you? Yet I am.
He serves in the military, though. He's doing a good job.
Where is he right now?
He's in Jacksonville. Mayport.
I didn't know
I didn't know we were occupying Jacksonville right now.
We do.
Okay, well, fair enough. Can I do anything to help you? You want?
No, I appreciate it though.
Some ice cream, or
you're actually very sweet.
Tell her you love her up tops.
Much. Well, I love you up all the time.
I appreciate it.
Up tops, thank you. Oh my goodness, she was.
Was she really about to cry?
Yes.
Sounded like it.
Her eyes were rimmed with salty goodness.
What are you doing over here? Don't come talk to us.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm just waving at the camera. Sorry. All right. Okay, where should I go? You see anything else going on?
Let's see.
See, the problem is every decent-looking girl in here I've already talked to,
mm-hmm.
which means three.
Well, let's talk to some of the ugly ones.
Well, I forget what her name. What's your name again? April?
To you yesterday.
Yeah. What's your name? April?
Megan.
Megan, that's right. I'm so sorry.
Try. It wasn't close.
Well, how's your day going today?
So far, so good.
So you seem to be in a chipper mood.
It's the coffee.
You've been doing whippets or something?
Right, yeah.
Ooh, are you in a danger zone right now?
I think that's Nasty's table.
Yeah, you need to back away there.
It's more crowded. You'll have a lot more people to talk to.
Come over here.
I think that's Nasty's girlfriend, actually.
Oh, no.
Are you related to WNST?
No, not from Baltimore. Never been there, actually.
Okay, good.
We're clear.
We're not allowed to acknowledge Baltimore as a city.
Okay, where are you with?
Dallas, home of the Kennedy assassination.
Oh, got it.
And the Finley fascination.
Now, you're not married, right? Didn't we cover that?
I am.
You are married?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you have two kids, right?
Yes. Are they girls?
Two girls.
Yes, you're right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And you're looking, you refuse to get your tubes tied. I remember you now.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, how about a little hug, and we'll hug it out.
How seedy is that?
Okay, thanks.
Oh, she gave you the turn-away hug with the pat on the shoulder.
That was not a hug. How you doing, ma'am?
Good. How are you doing?
Who are you here with?
Taste of the NFL.
Taste of the NFL.
Oh,
okay, well, I'd like to taste
some
a little
of over
the
here.
NFL.
Really? Well, come on over Saturday night at Gleaners Food Bank of Indiana.
Okay. Well, I don't know about food bank. Isn't that more canned goods and stuff?
Oh, no. This is a very big, very nice event, strolling food and wine event, a chef from every NFL city paired with a current or former player.
Now, have your blue eyes always been that beautiful, or is this something that just happened of late?
We're on the air right now.
Yeah, we're on the air right now.
Oh, you're very kind this early in the morning.
Okay, so tell me, where is your accent? That accent is not...
Minnesota.
I
was about to say, something was wrong with your accent.
Yeah, I'm not from Indy, from Minnesota.
Is she a virgin?
Near Canada.
We're in Minnesota.
Well, let me turn my headphones
down. Ask her
down
if she's a virgin.
They're a little loud. These are kind of open air earphones, so yeah. So how long have you been married?
15 years.
15 years. Okay, so you're looking to get out of that.
No, I'm not. Love my husband.
Two children or three?
Two.
Okay, two.
Are you a mind reader?
Boy and a girl?
Two girls.
That's what I thought. I've been getting that wrong this week. There was another woman over here who had two girls. Isn't that a big coincidence?
That is huge.
Ask her how old she is.
Cool.
How old are you?
I'm not going to tell you that.
You can tell me that. I'm
how
a broadcaster.
Old do you think I am?
You are, well, if you've been
53.
Married 15 years,
53.
I would say that
37.
You're now 37.
Yes, that sounds good.
You're older than 37?
I'm not going to tell my age.
Once again, you're protected.
I don't even know you. Who are you?
I'm Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket in Dallas.
Definitely, there's more interesting people here.
Ask her how much she grooms.
What about grooming? Let's talk grooming, can we?
Let's not.
How detailed?
Let's not.
How often do you get your hair cut?
I just had it cut probably once every 6 months.
Once every 6 months? So you let it grow wild in between shaving?
I don't have time for hair.
Does it grow wild everywhere?
All right. Well, thanks for your courage.
Gosh, y'all.
You're welcome.
Where's your husband right now?
He's at home with the kids in Minnesota.
In Minnesota.
Okay. Oh, she's going to party then.
And you guys call it Coca-Cola? Do you call it pop? Do you call it soda?
Well, pop.
Gosh, why do they
pop
do that?
Pop. Coke is Coke. That's how we roll.
What are other words that you say strangely because you're from Minnesota?
I don't
ever
know.
Say
you
boat.
Tell me, ufta.
What? What
yeah, my cousins used to say that. Ufta.
What's
that
mean?
It means, oh my God, like OMG, ufta.
Huh.
I'll give that one to you. That was for free this morning. Now I have to go.
Okay, all right.
Okay, one minute, Gordo.
Boom.
1 minute warning.
Roasted.
Okay, boom, roasted. I just locked it.
Yeah, my cousins always used to say that.
Ufta?
Yeah.
I swear, Jackie Gleason said that in Smoking the Bandit.
He did?
Yeah. Ufta. I think so. All right. I'm over by some of our enemy stations right now.
So
1 minute warning, and I don't see anybody of interest.
No former football players or...
Football?
Here.
Media members of note.
I'll end with this hot person over here.
Okay.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Gil Brandt, right?
Yes, Gordon. How you doing?
How you doing? Good to
see
you.
Wow, you knew who you were.
Come over here and shake your hand.
Well, I'm glad somebody did.
Shake the hand of cowboy greatness. All right.
Take care.
All right. Thanks a lot. Actually, you want to throw it to break?
Throw it to break.
Yeah. Tell him we got Amani Toomer.
Yeah, just say Amani Toomer coming up next on the ticket.
Amani Toomer from Oakland, California, via the University of Michigan, via the New York Giants, coming up next.
There you go. Thank you.